Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter.
No filter. So today's quote is going to be, a person who feels appreciated will always do more than what is expected. Do you agree with that, actually?
Of course. If you feel appreciated, then you feel motivated to want to do more, to want to help out.
I feel like this quote can be referring to the person who is being appreciated or the person who gives the appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
kind of thing. Yeah, if you want someone to work hard, appreciate them.
It's not so much work hard. It's the thing is, if you want somebody to continue being as amazing and as good and as like willing to assist as they are, just appreciate them. Let them know that they're appreciated. Let them know that they're loved. Let them know that you're like grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's something where, I mean, I try to be really good at it, entre comillas, like with you, like, and I try to tell you, like, oh my god, that made me happy, or oh my god, like, thank you, I love it, or like, I mean, I'm constantly trying to give you words of affirmation, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the kind of thing where a lot of people forget that. A lot of people don't realize that it's like, shit, I mean, I appreciated every single day when you got up and you washed all our plates, but it was kind of just expected at this point, so I didn't realize that I had to be grateful for it, but it's not that I wasn't it's not that I was ungrateful, just it was kind of like a normal, so I didn't realize I had to go out of my way to let you know that I appreciate it, you know?
Yeah,
okay. I feel like that's just something that I want to bring attention to. That's just something that just know when to be grateful for what you have, just know when you should appreciate it, know when you should like let these people know, because I feel like that's something that happens a lot in relationships with people and in all settings. It's like a lot of things are assumed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things are just like, oh, I mean, I thought you knew that I love that you brought me coffee every single day. It's like, I mean,
no.
Like,
why didn't you
it would
say,
have been nice
you.
For you to be like, wow, I seriously like love this. Thank you so much. Like, let me know when I can be there for you. You know what I mean? Like, not even that you need something in return, just a lot of things are taken for granted. A lot of things you don't realize are so important and are so good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's something. I definitely take our relationship for granted.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I see
you abusing me. No, like, no. I do it too is what I meant.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, because a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people don't have, like, un refugio. A lot of people don't have somebody that they can just go and talk
it,
to.
It hits me the hardest how much I take it for granted when I see how bad other people have it.
Yes.
That it's, like, because I'm always, like, nah, like, you know, it's just me. Like, I don't need anyone. Like, fuck the world, you know? But, like, that's not true. I need you, you know?
Same.
And it's pretty insane how people out there, of course they're looking for someone. Of course they'll settle for someone who doesn't treat them like
the way
what
they deserve.
Yeah,
because it's like, somebody who treats me shitty is better than nobody at all.
Yeah.
And even though that's completely wrong, and even though, like, that's not true and that's not something that you should repeat to yourself, unfortunately, the feeling is, like, you would rather have somebody toxic, somebody who doesn't necessarily treat you the way you deserve or give you the attention the way you deserved,
than to be alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that really, that sucks.
It
because
does.
Because it's the kind of thing where it's like, then I'm not judgmental, that's not the right word, but I'm like, learn to be self-sufficient, learn to be alone, learn to love yourself properly by yourself, but I'm here completely incapable of doing that.
Yeah.
I am 100% incapable of doing that. I am completely incapable of being alone. I freaking have panic attacks and I have like horrible separation anxiety when I can't contact you or can't be near you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know. Because at the same time, I wouldn't change it for anything. And it's the kind of thing where it's like, thankfully, I know that my trust and my...
is well placed.
Yeah. Like, this is a good place to have that attachment. Mm-hmm. You know, versus a lot of people have it in those toxic relationships, or a lot of people have it with toxic attachments, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, how do you...
yeah.
How do you break free from that?
I don't know.
How could you... I mean, the way to do it is to properly love yourself.
Yeah.
But I don't even know how to properly, like, give advice or say how to do that, because even with you, even with, like, a person who loves me, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
even with that support system, I find it so hard to actually love and take care of myself properly.
Yeah.
So how are you expected to do it when you're actually alone?
Mm-hmm.
When you actually don't have any kind of assurance that it's, like, when you literally can say, like, nobody loves me and I am literally all alone. Because I say that, I'm like, damn, nobody loves me, but I'm like, babe loves me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I live this life for babe, and, like, as long as, like, I make you happy and you make me happy, like, there's some kind of worth there.
Yeah.
But it's like, but if you don't even have that, then what do?
Yeah. I don't know.
So, yeah, excuse us while we have her mental breakdown.
Yeah, this got really depressing.
I didn't mean to make it depressing. It's just the kind of thing where it's like, we should just appreciate that we have this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, appreciate that you have your conscious mind. Appreciate when you have, like, a good thing, a good friendship, somebody who's there. Like, don't let it go just because of stupid pride or stupid, like, anything that you're going through. Like, see, because then that's my thing. With this mentality, then, it's like, then why don't we forgive little mistakes? Like, with specifically the recent incident that we had with our family.
Mm.
It's like, did they not bring...
No, that's the problem.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't contribute anything?
Because if they'd been contributing positive things, one little mistake can be overlooked, will be targeted, and yeah, then, like...
addressed.
Yeah, exactly, will be addressed, and then, like, but we can move past this. But it's just, if you're just going to bring negativity, like, if you were neutral... I'll keep you in my life, but if you're neutral and then you start bringing in negativity, then no, because you were literally neutral.
Yeah, and now you're bringing bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I don't trust you to not bring bad stuff again, because it's based on the bad stuff that was brought, you know, because it's different circumstances. It's a case-by-case thing. So, yeah, do not be afraid to cut people out of your life, because fuck them.
It's kind of scary to say. It's like, don't be scared of doing that, but it's like, there are some people that you can't cut out of your life. But there's literally no one that you can't.
No, because it's your life.
But, and that's the thing, but, like, emphasizing on, I thought that there was the people that I felt like I needed to cut out of my life, I was like, there's no way I can. Like, literally, like, physically, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
But you can.
You really can.
It's not impossible, and you know it. You feel it. You feel if somebody's not good for you. You feel like when they just bring negativity. You know and feel all these things. It's like, don't doubt yourself.
Yeah.
You're more than capable of doing it. And all you need is that push. All you need is that, like, awareness to where it's like, I need to be done. You know?
Yeah. Done.
With this person.
Oh, yeah.
So with my life.
I was like, what? Done with what?
I'm gone.
Done making the cookies.
Yes.
I want to make some bread shit.
Same. Oh my gosh. Ready?
Side note.
If you guys have Netflix, you need to watch the Great British Baking Show.
Pretty sure a lot of people know about it.
I know, but I'm just telling our fellow people out there who might not know about it. It's the kind of thing where I remember, like, I've been obsessed with it for a while. You recently got obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the kind of thing where it's, like, it's so low-key awkward, and I feel as though it's really funny, because I'm like, why is it, like, so quiet? Like, they don't even have, like, proper background music.
But it's just so relaxing.
It's so relaxing, and it's so peaceful, and everyone is friendly, even though Diana.
Bro.
Oh my gosh. We just saw this episode.
Don't spoil it, but shit hit the fan quick.
I love how it's like you had your own freezer is shit hitting the fan. It's like she took
Let me tell you, I really want to watch that and see what the fuck happens, because honestly, he threw it out como malcriado, which I get. I can't fucking serve that.
Yeah. But it's like, you need to serve something.
But, like, not only...
The thing is, literally what the judges are going to say, it's like, hey, I get, like, there's mishaps, there's whatever, but you needed to have presented something. Now, it looks like you literally in 3 hours did absolutely nothing. We have nothing to go off of. So, there's no choice but to disqualify you.
I hate that.
And then
that.
He's going to be like, yeah, in the moment, I was whatever. It's like, it wasn't ready. It's the kind of thing where it was going to melt anyways. Like, it wasn't going to be completely solidified anyways, but Diana was a bitch.
That's the thing. It probably would have been just like that, but that would have been his thing.
Yes.
Instead of her messing it up.
Yeah, literally, Diana was like, oh, whose thing is this? And whatever. And she decided to take his
that's
ice cream,
so
whatever,
fucking
out of
disrespectful.
The freezer and put hers in. And it's the kind
and
of
that's
thing-
fine, because this is my freezer. Mm-hmm. Whose is this? put it in a freezer.
Yes, literally. But no. That's the thing. She literally just left it on the table there. And he's like, why is this out of the freezer? And she's like, oh, you have your own freezer, don't you? It's like, yeah, but I thought this one was available. And that's why I put it in there. Why didn't you inform me that you were going to take it out of the freezer? I would have quickly, like, I'm not saying I wouldn't have been upset with you. But it's the kind of thing where I'm just going to try to freaking figure out a different freezer. If instead you let it sit here for freaking 10 minutes. We have 15 minutes before the clock runs out. I was leaving it in there for the last 10. And then I was going to quickly pipe in the last 5 minutes. But now this shit is completely soggy. It's 100% watered down and melted. How am I supposed to do anything with this? And that's your fault because you took it out of the freezer. And I understand that you wanted your own freezer space. Why didn't you communicate to me?
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. I'm very upset.
Agreed. We have to finish that episode to see. I don't see how Diana will be punished. And because he did that como malcriado, he has to...
Mm-hmm. He threw a little tantrum.
Lo hizo de malcriado. ¿Cómo?
Huh?
He was being a little spoiled bitch, mm-hmm. and that's what the fuck. Because he's actually not turning anything, and he left.
Oh, I mean,
he didn't just throw out the ice cream and put a cake.
Make him come back.
I wonder where he's going. Home.
To let off some steam. I don't know. He took a walk around the garden.
Bits and bobs around the house.
Yes.
So let's start on fun games because okay, yes. we're doing.
Because today is a fun day, quote unquote.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a few games. Okay, the thing is, we know each other way too well. Because, what was it? You wanted to do, there's this game called Same Letter. Mm-hmm. There's the movie game. And then, I feel like we should try True Story and Two Truths and a Lie.
Those aren't going to work out, but let's try the movie one first. The movie one seemed kind of fun.
Okay. So then, ready?
So, just explain it first.
Okay, so the way this works... is that we're going to choose a movie, and then you need to pick an actor from that movie. And then, so then, you need to just continue.
And they act together.
But then, so then, from that actor, you need to choose another movie that actor was in. And then, in that new movie, you need to choose a different actor.
And then what movie got it. And
so on so forth, until somebody gets stumped.
Mm-hmm. So, start.
Me start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pride and Prejudice. Do you know anybody's names?
I have no idea what her name is. Kate Winslet?
Oh my gosh, no. I actually don't know her name either.
You bitch. How about we get it going?
Elizabeth Swan?
That's her character yeah. name.
Okay.
Actually, Elizabeth Swan is the name of the character?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Pirates of the Caribbean? That's the way. Oh, her name there is Jane.
What's the Twilight girl's name?
Kristen Stewart.
No, but the character.
Bella Swan.
Elizabeth Swan.
Yeah,
or sisters. Isabella Swan.
What? Oh, Bella.
Why are so many people called the same thing? You sure from Pirates of the Caribbean her name is Elizabeth Swan?
Yeah, I am. I'm like.
And then what's her name in Pride and Prejudice?
Jane is her sister. Her name is I love you. What is it? It's like whatever, I love you. What the fuck is
Elizabeth.
Her name? Elizabeth as well? Wow. She
I think
be.
So.
Yeah, yes, Elizabeth. Lizzie. Yeah, Elizabeth. Yeah.
Okay, but give me a fucking movie that I know an actor of.
We're gonna go with Spider-Man.
Okay, Tom Holland.
Oh, I was. Oh, get fucked!
What movie is he in?
Infinity War.
Okay, so from Infinity War.
Oh, that was so easy. I could say the OG Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire or something.
Oh my gosh, no! Is that his name? No.
What's his name?
I don't know. I knew James Franco from that movie.
Oh. There's also Andrew Garfield.
Who is that? The older guy?
The second Spider-Man.
Oh.
Yeah, there was the first round, the second round, and now Tom Holland.
Okay, but ready? Tom Holland, so then I said Infinity War.
So then from Infinity War, I will say Chris Evans.
Okay, and then Chris Evans, so then I will say...
Oh, this sucks ass.
Why?
Because what fucking movie?
I mean, Captain America, to make it easy. I was trying to make it
hard. Oh, make it hard, make it hard, make it hard.
Captain America.
Okay, Captain America. What are you doing? You say make it easy? Sebastian Stan.
And then he's in...
I don't know.
Captain America 2? The Winter Soldier?
Sure. Oh, this is rough. Let's leave and fit. Let's leave the Marvel universe. Okay, let's start again.
Okay. You want to start?
Yes, I will do. Does it have to be a movie?
I mean, or a series. I mean, it's our rules. So yeah, no, it doesn't have to be.
Wow, I see how hard this was. Right? I can't think of any.
Which one?
Which one? Okay. King Arthur.
Oh my god. Jude Law.
Okay. And then Jude Law, I would say Spy.
Okay, so then from Spy, I would say Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy. I would say The Heat.
Okay, then I would say Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. I would say, sucks to be you, Blindside. Ooh, you know one, you know one, you know one.
I don't know the guy from Peaky Blinders.
Huh?
Who?
He's not in the movie.
I know?
Blindside.
Somebody I know from the...
The Daughter.
The Daughter?
You didn't see that movie. Let me pick a different one. You didn't see the movie. Sandra Bullock?
Yeah. I mean, because ready? Just identifying... The guy from Peaky Blinders, the main character, is in the second... No, he's in The Quiet Place. Never mind.
Yeah, I said...
My mistake.
Blindside.
No.
Oh, because you were thinking that movie, Bird Box. You thought I'd say Bird Box?
Yeah. Bird Box?
Bird Box is the Sandra Bullock one where she has to be blind the whole movie.
Oh, Blindside!
You didn't see that movie, though. Oh, you thought I said Bird Box.
The Blindside, the daughter, Elizabeth Giles? What is her name?
Emily Collins, I think.
Oh, Collins. Yeah, Collins.
But I'll pick a different Sandra Bullock movie. Not that I can think of any.
The Proposal?
The Proposal!
Okay, Ryan Reynolds.
Dumb bitch. Ryan Reynolds.
You got this. I'm already thinking of one, and I already know
Deadpool.
The answer.
Get fucked. You don't know no one in Deadpool.
I really don't.
You really don't.
Oh my god. Is there, oh my god, I know that, I don't know the actor's names.
Yeah. That, the one guy that plays the villain, he's a well-known actor. Yeah, no,
I don't know his name.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, damn, I'm stumped. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
What movie did you think I would say?
For Ryan Reynolds? Oh, Green Lantern? And I was like, Blake Lively.
No, that's too easy for you.
Shut up. Okay, again, ready? I start. Because that's the thing, with two players, technically you should have this with, I mean, you could have this with more players, just, you know, you would keep going in a circle.
It would be better if there were more people, but yeah, it's just you and me, so we'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always been just I would say a movie... would be, let's do, oh my gosh, what is a movie that I, okay, Mamma Mia.
Okay, Meryl Streep, is in that movie, right?
Yeah,
okay.
She is.
You know, the movie first?
Oh, The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, so then I would say Anne Hathaway.
Then I would say Les Miserables.
Okay, I haven't seen that movie. Okay.
I haven't either,
Jackman.
Okay, I was about to say, I told you.
I haven't seen that.
So then Hugh Jackman, I would say The Greatest Showman.
Oh, and then I would say...
There's two people.
Zendaya. I'd go with Zendaya.
Okay. So then, Zendaya, I would say... Do you want to be fucked or do you want me to keep it going?
Keep it going!
Okay, oh, I don't know if you know this person's name. Do you know this person's name?
Mm-hmm. Do I? I don't know. What's your movie options? I honestly cannot think of a single movie she's been in.
Oh, I was going to say Euphoria.
Oh. Well, we haven't seen that, you cheating bitch.
But you know one.
I know him, but I don't know his actor name.
No, you don't.
Darn. He's Noah or something in the movie.
Some kind of Noah.
But then pick a different movie she's been in. That's a show.
Zapped.
The fuck movie is that?
It's a Disney movie.
Pick a better movie that she's been in.
Oh, Shake It Up. Mm-hmm. Take it.
Then like, you're stumped. What movie has Bella Thorne been in?
That one movie where she had, like, was allergic to the sun or some shit.
Oh, my God. And then the white boy co-cast guy. There was a white boy lover guy.
Yeah, and who's, do you know his name?
You don't even know the name of the fucking movie.
I don't.
So I gotta say the name of the guy? No.
I was like, what?
Yeah, no, fuck that. Let's try again.
Yeah.
I thought Zendaya would be easy. If not, I would have said Zac Efron.
Yeah, same. I was like, oh, let's do Zendaya. Who is, like, banging around right now?
I don't know. Our hopefully neighbors are working on their ceiling.
It. Hopefully you guys aren't listening to this, but if you
doing
are...
doing some roof work.
Our deepest apologizes.
This game is... Ooh.
Yeah.
Chair's coming apart.
It is.
I mean, let's try the other one. This game is pretty cool, but... Okay. Ooh, that's satisfying.
Ready? I want to try to do two truths and a lie.
Okay, fine.
Ready? You start.
Okay. I have to say two truths and one lie?
Yes.
Okay.
Separate the thoughts.
So...
Or you can do true story.
No, I'll do two truths and a lie. Mm-hmm. Two truths, one lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Start easy.
Yeah. Okay, so two truths and one lie.
Yes. And I shouldn't know which is which.
You shouldn't know which is which. So mm-hmm. I'm going to go based off of a show. I'm going to say this similar to what you did. I was going to do that, but I'm going to do New Girl.
Okay.
And I'm going to, I haven't decided, oh, I hit the table. I haven't decided what my truths or my lies are, but I'm going to make it based off of New Girl. I'm going to do the same thing you did, like, with the character thing with Harry Potter. So, I wish you told me so I could have planned.
What?
Two truths and a lie.
What do you mean, you wish I would have told you? You knew we were going to play games.
Yeah.
Ready? My truths. Or, let me do it.
Okay.
I ordered, like, I ordered recently, within the last 6 months, I ordered dresses off of Amazon. I've ordered hair ties off of Amazon, or I've ordered jewelry off of Amazon.
Kate, you didn't order hair ties, so... This is so dumb. We know too much about each other.
It's like, yeah, I didn't see any.
Yeah, if not, you would have given me some, so.
But I have them in the drawer.
You didn't order those off of Amazon.
But I could have ordered some.
You always tell me what you buy. I'm always there when you open packages.
Okay, ready? I'll try again.
No, let's play the different game.
No, I have two truths and a lie. First truth is... Well, first truth and or lie.
You fucking dumbass. It's like, okay. I wonder which is which.
I drank milk straight out of the gallon today.
Okay.
I chugged water from a mason jar today.
Okay.
Or I... Oh.
Is that
I'm
mine?
Professional. And I... bit my nails today.
Okay, you did not chug water out of a mason jar.
You outed me for the other two, though.
You outed yourself, you dumb bitch.
I did drink milk straight out of the gallon. I'm pretty sure I bit my nails today.
Most likely.
I might not have, but I don't think I lied. Darn!
Once again, we know too much of each other.
How do you know that?
Because you're predictable.
Ready? Okay. No, I go again. Okay. I... Oh, my gosh.
Okay, ready? Let me try
one. Please, yes.
Same. I'm going to make it to do... I'm going to have it do with flowers. So, I think roses are actually really fucking ugly. I really like dandelions. Or, I have literally zero opinion on tulips, which is, which is a lie. Tell me.
The dandelion one. I know you hate roses. I think you're pretty indifferent to tulips. Do you like dandelions?
Yeah.
Oh shit, so the
dandelions are
little ones that help with the heart shit.
No, that's their flower, but before they turn into that, dandelions are the ones that you blow. Oh! I love dandelions.
You hate roses, though, so
I don't hate roses.
You don't like roses?
Doesn't mean I hate them. I'm quite indifferent to my feeling to roses. Oh my gosh. But I have quite a strong opinion on tulips. Tulips are ugly. I'm kidding. I don't know what's true or what's a lie. What? This is hard. Why are you making me come up with shit?
Because we should have come up with shit before. We should have. We should have planned. Yeah. But ready? I
don't even know what a tulip looks like. I'm not gonna lie.
You gave it to me. I was like, wow, tulips. Good thing you're indifferent to them. Oh my god, just you know everything about me. Because I was gonna be like, I am a water sign. I am an air sign. And or I am a Gemini. Which
is the truth and which is I the wonder.
Shut up.
Let's do the last letter one. Let's try that.
Okay, fine. Fine. Yeah, because I think this podcast is going to be running short. We're kind of like emptiness.
Yeah, there aren't any new word game trends, so there's nothing for us to do.
Okay, ready? So this game, it's called Same Letter. So ready? Like the same example that I used. So I'm going to... this is a geographical one, I guess. Okay. And we're not limiting it. You can do continents, countries, states, whatever the fuck you want, cities. So I'm going to go Portugal. So then you would do...
London.
Then I would do New York.
And I would do Kentucky.
And then I would do... Sucks to Yellowstone be you. National Park.
And then I would do Kansas.
Kansas, and then I would do, Spain.
And then I would do Nigeria.
Then I'd do Alabama.
And then I would do Alaska.
Then I would do Afghanistan.
And then I would do Nicaragua.
Wow. Then I would do Argentina.
Oh, another A. And then I would do... Did I already say Arkansas?
I think so.
I said Kansas. Did I say Arkansas?
Probably not. I don't remember it, so we'll pass it. Arkansas? That ends in an
Arkansas. A. Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Ends in an S.
Oh, an S?
Mm-hmm.
So then I would do San Francisco.
With an O, and then I would do Oregon. Then I would do... Ooh, sucks to be you. What you gonna do with N? Oh, I thought of one.
I was gonna say Newport. What?
What is that? Norway.
Oh, nice. Or Norwegia.
Norwegia?
Is that not a thing? Did I make that up?
Norwegian?
Norway?
This is the one I said.
Oh, wait. I came back full circle. I'm tired, I think. I don't know why.
So that was an example, but we went pretty far.
We really did.
I feel like doing that with, like, geographical stuff is hard because we aren't very geographically inclined. If we did, like, just names, I feel like we could go longer.
Okay. So then, Peter.
Richard.
Dominic.
Kyle. Dominic with a C or Dominic with a K?
Dominic with a C.
Oh, Christian.
What is an N name?
You don't even know your own child's name. That sucks.
My child's name with an N?
Your female child's name.
I have a female child?
Natalia.
Oh my god. I'm like, what?
Since when? Like,
did I give birth? Natalia. Yeah, you're right, you're right. Natalia.
Amy.
Amy. Yami.
No. Israel.
Oh my gosh. Luke. That ends in
an Esteban.
E. Oh, nice. Esteban. Another N name? Nicole. Thank you.
Ezekiel.
You unlocked that part of my brain. Ezekiel.
I want to move. I'm going to try to not hit anything.
Lordy.
Lordy?
Yeah. A lordy.
A real name, maybe?
Fine. London. That's a real
name. Of a person.
That's the name of a person.
Okay, back to N. Nick.
Back to K. Cranberries.
Through the C. Why can't you think of names? Kyle. Christian with a K. Kristen.
Kristen. Kristen.
And then we're back to N. Going back to N.
Did you even think of one?
No, time? N has been the hardest fucking one.
For names?
Yeah. I think we've maxed out N already.
Natalia, Nicole,
Nike. You're just repeating. That's not a real name.
That is a real brand. Name. Nike? Are you going to tell me that somebody in the world isn't named Nike?
I know for a fact someone probably is. Just like exactly. Someone's called, like, U.S. Army.
So, it's a real name. Done.
Well, U.S. Navy. Usnavi.
Usnavi.
Yeah.
Or Usmail.
Yeah. But I think we should end it today. Because we did a couple little games. And so...
I mean, yeah, we'll just cut it off for today.
I hope there's another trend where, like, a new game comes around, because the last few ones were fun.
Agreed. I like trying out the new ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, that's going to be it for today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.